First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ St. Louis.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record Cupid show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side on this great Friday morning. Going to be about 50 degrees. I don't know how the coronavirus epidemic's going. Some people say, hey, it's getting better. Some people say it's getting worse. It's amazing when you can't get a legitimate, truthful answer. You know, one side wants to say it's bad. The other political side wants to say it's good. People in the middle don't know what's going on, but they want to continue to fight and fight and fight. It's about 50 degrees outside. Going to be a good day. I don't think we're going to have any major problems. What I'd like to do today, since it's Friday, for any and all callers, I want to talk about not so much the black-white situation, because I don't take it as a black-white situation. I take it as people who want something and work for it, and people who don't want anything and don't give a damn and don't work for it. Now, the problem there is they all want to say, well, he doesn't have anything. He lives in North St. Louis. He doesn't have a nice house. He doesn't have a good job. He doesn't have this and that because he's black. And I say, that's totally wrong. He doesn't have anything because he's a bum, no matter what color he is. There's enough bums out there that are white. They're in the same situation. And they say the same thing. Well, I don't have anything because I'm not with the in crowd. I'm not with the politicians. I can't get a good house, a good job. No, you can't get a good house or a good job because you don't have any education. You got a fourth, fifth grade education. You're out selling dope. You know, you're out doing whatever you can do illegally to make some money. And that's the asswipe blacks and the asswipe whites. There's enough shame and blame in that game. they go around, but they always, always, always want to blame it on somebody else. Now, back in the day, there was a problem, but I think the last 20, 30 years, 25 years probably, the black community has picked itself up. There's a lot of decent blacks, and they'll bust their ass and do what they need to do. There's a lot of decent whites that'll do the same thing. But as soon as I say something about the niggers, as soon as I say something about the crackers, say something about the honkies, everybody gets all excited. I'm far from being a racist. As I've said 1,000 times, I've done more for most blacks than anybody in this area, and I do it because I want to do it. Most people don't know what I'm doing, and I don't really give a damn because I'm not worried about most people. I'm worried about the people that I help to help them get ahead of the game. So if you callers, anybody wants to call in, and let's tell it really the way it is. Don't have to be a racist. You can be black and call in and give your side if it's legit and you think it's legit. But don't call just to say you're not getting anything just because you're black, or you're not getting anything just because you're white. Let's take some callers. Go ahead, caller. You're on the dark side.
Bob, this is your friend Bob Burns calling.
Bob Burns, how the hell are you doing? People, this is Bob Burns, a state representative for the 93rd Legislative District in the state of Missouri. And how the heck are you doing?
No, Bob, I'm doing well. I'm healthy. My wife's healthy. Been married to my wife 53 years. You know Diane.
Well, congratulations on that.
It goes to her. She's 99 9/10%.
Okay.
As you know, I'm termed out in the state house after 8 years. I am running for a new office, but that's not what I'm calling for. I'm calling for, I think it's terrible that they are going after you, taking you off the air. And I'm going to tell people this. I got condemned because I called into your show talking about veterans issues, active military. We agree on union issues. We agree on police, all first responders. And I want to tell people just a little bit how I met you. If you recall, there was an African-American Vietnam veteran that laid in the city morgue because he was homeless, didn't have any money, his family didn't claim him. And who stepped up to bury that African-American Vietnam vet was Bob Romanek. And I met you at the Michael's Funeral Home because I work all the time with the Patriot Guard Riders.
Right.
And when we met, we were at that honors funeral for this veteran. And you said, well, you're a state rep. What are you doing? And I said, I'm trying to get Telegraph Road designated as a Veterans Heroes Highway because that's where our veterans go to be buried in Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery, which I represent part of that.
Right.
And I said, but we have to raise our own money for that, and it's because it's outside the budget. You said, well, how much does this cost? I said, well, here's what they are. These signs say Veterans Heroes Highway, and on the bottom they say funeral processions because a Patriot Guard rider was killed right by the Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery when a lady made an illegal left turn in funeral procession and killed that Patriot Guard rider. And I said, but I've got to raise this to put these signs up. You said, and I got that passed through the state house, the Senate, and signed by the governor. You said, well, how much are signs? I said, they're $3,200. You pulled your checkbook out and wrote a check for that day, that very minute. And I said, Bob, I don't agree with you on things you say, and I know you don't agree with me. I don't agree with my wife, Diane, on a lot of things she says. But I'll tell you what, freedom of speech is incumbent in our country. That's what we stand on, freedom and freedom of speech. I might not agree with what you say, but I will fight to the death for your right to say it. Well, I got condemned, as you well know, but several people and a lot of African-American friends of mine in the state house said, wait a minute, Bob Burns is not a racist. And so I'm still standing, and I'm going to run for this other office, but I think what they're doing to you, taking you off the air out of a technicality. You served your debt to society. Whatever the felony was, you served your debt. And we're supposed to be a forgiving nation. And in this time, this weekend, starting today, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who was it that stood the prostitute up and said, get behind me? Put her behind me, said, ye without sin cast the first stone. That's what I challenge any of these so-called do-right people. stand up and fight for this country. I tell you what, there is one thing, though. In freedom of speech, you're supposed to be able to burn the flag. Well, nobody's going to burn a flag in my presence. I'll go to jail fighting for that flag.
You know what, Bob? I agree with you. I agree with you 1,000%. And you're right. We've had a lot of differences, and we've had some agreeable situations. And you're right. We agreed about the military, the police, the unions, and I will fight for all their rights. And I had somebody say, well, Romanica, you know, you talk bad about the Democrats. I said, I talk bad about everybody if I think they deserve to be talked bad about. I've talked good about some Democrats, and I've talked bad about some Democrats. I've talked good about some Republicans, and I've talked bad about some Republicans. Bob, but for you to come forward, what a great conversation with a great man, for you to come forward and say, and I'm happy you said it, a lot of things we don't agree upon, but we did agree upon that, and I know you believe in the First Amendment, and I know you'll go to hell. Well, you go to heaven, not hell. You'll go to heaven fighting for it, but I just want to let you know that I think the people out there, especially in your legislative district that you're running for a county council now, I think most of those people know you. You've been around for a long time. You've been on the school board out there. You've been a state rep for going on eight years. You've done so much good for so many people. I honestly think that it's going to be a good race, and I honestly think that you're going to come out a winner.
Well, Bob, you know what I believe in. I believe in low crime rates. That's why I've been endorsed by the St. Louis County Police Association, because I support first responders, and I don't just do it with talk. I do it with the walk. I'm with them, and I'm with all our first responders, and I have served our community. Diane and I started public service 53 years ago when we got married, when we said we'll live in Afton the rest of our lives. And I will tell you this, I'm not calling about that. I'm calling about the fact that you've done what you're supposed to do. You paid your debt to society. You've helped so many people, which a lot of times you don't like to talk about. I mean, all the children in East St. Louis who you've helped. How about little Kane, who couldn't get a fair trial after his head was beaten in by some bum, but you got on and got that judge replaced to get Kane a fair trial for his family. How about that?
Yeah.
You know, and everybody you've helped over the years, and to be condemned for this, now again, like I say, there's a lot of things you say I don't agree with. I have a lot of people I know, African-American, and you know, I wanted to tell you this one thing. As you know, I played music in my life. Where I made my bones in music was at a place called Good and Easton, which is now Martin Luther King and Good Avenue. I walked in there in 1965 with my bass case in my hand, and this African-American singer with the band put his arm around me and said, you stick with me, white boy, and nobody's going to bother you. I was the only white person in that whole building, and it was packed on a Friday night broadcast, AAPV radio. But I'll tell you, Bob, I was there, and I did what I was supposed to do. And you know what? I'm still friends with that guy. That gentleman's name is Marcel Strong, and we're friends to this day. So anybody calls me a racist, they're going to have to fight me. They do it to my face.
Yeah. You know,
Well, the point is terms, you know, there's certain bells that are hard to unring. But people who know me, and they know what I want to bring to St. Louis County and what we have right now is low crime rates, high property values. We're going to get, I don't care what color you are. If you're a bum creating crime, you ought to be put in jail. You're not going to contaminate our community with this. And I think everyone in St. Louis ought to have that same right. So I think these murders that are going on in St. Louis, I think there are a lot of people who want to get those stopped. I want to get them stopped. I want to work with law and order, do it the correct way. I want to give people a fair opportunity to work. But I've been working my whole life. I started when I was 12 years old. That's when I started playing music. And I'm still working to this day. And I'm going to be working till the day they put me into the ground. And I'll tell you what, I'm working for the good, just like you've done so many times on what you've done in your life.
You know, Bob, thank you very much. You know, I've helped the people out in East St. Louis. I've helped bury young black kids who didn't have the money to be buried. I opened up the state parks in this area so the people could fish so they could eat. I don't want anybody to know all that. It finally came out in the paper, and that's one of the many things I've done, and I do it because I want to do it. I don't give a damn if anybody likes me, hates me, or doesn't know anything about me. I'm like you. I do things because I want to do it. I feel good about doing it, and nobody has to know other than the people that I'm trying to help, and a lot of times, I don't care if they know as long as they get help. But Bob, what do you think? You think this election's going to go your way come November or come next year?
Well, it'll be at the end of this year. You know, with this virus, everyone's quarantined to stay home. But we just got back from Jeff City. We voted on the supplemental budget of $6 billion to help Missouri. And I believe the vote was 147-4, the first vote. So okay. We voted both sides of the aisle to support this and support the governor in getting this money out to the people. So I would say I'm going to work hard. If I win, I win. If I don't, it's in the Lord's hand as far as I'm concerned. I'm running. I'm not going to run to be a senator or run to be the president of the United States. I'm running for the greater good and to help St. Louis County. I believe in business. I believe in economic development. I believe in a strong, strong police department, strong fire departments. I believe in a strong government that helps the people. That's what they're supposed to do. That's what I've been doing. And if I win, I win. If I don't, I don't. And I'll go on doing something else to help the greater good.
You know what, Bob? When you say if you win, you win. And if you don't, you're still a winner. For all the years, and I've done research on you and a lot of people on the Missouri side, for everything you've done to donate, everything you've done to donate your time, money, effort, the last 45, 50 years, there's no way you can ever walk out being a loser.
Well, one last thing, Bob, I want to say. You know, come at me. Come at my family. Then you got an enemy. When they did that to your son, they tried to go and hurt your son to get through to you. That's wrong. I have, you know, Diane and I have two sons. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, anybody tries to hurt one of my kids who are now grown men, then that's not the way to do it. You're going to be my enemy. And someone who is that down and dirty to come through and try to get you through your child or your son, who God rest his soul, that is wrong, Bob, and I understand and why you're so upset about that and why it's hurt you in your heart. But I tell you what, you fought one hell of a fight with your medical issues. You're fighting a fight now, and I just tell you, for them to do the way they're doing is wrong. Come out against you and get you for something that you have done, but you have done it by the book. You paid your debt to society, and we're supposed to be a forgiving country, a forgiving America. Yeah. How come? And it's people on my side of the aisle that are coming out to get you, and that's wrong.
You know what the deal there is, Bob, and what really kind of pisses me off, and it's black and white that have been in jail. But it's always, let's take care of these people that are in jail. Let's let them out early. Let's get them jobs. Let's get them this. It's like the people that have done the worst in this country, they're trying to give the best too, don't you think?
Well, you see that a lot. And I'm sorry. You know, I used to live in North St. Louis. I was a beer truck driver. And when I think of the young kids coming up and the surroundings they have, my heart goes out to them. And I was on the Apton Board of Education through the desegregation program. We did everything to welcome the kids from North St. Louis and North City to St. Louis, to Apton. We even changed, they have cards that you get for free and reduced lunch. And the kids that would buy their card, we made them look exactly the same so there's no stigma. And we fought through that desegregation agreement and gave every child who came to our district the best we could possibly give them. We have many success stories. Children, and no matter who you are, what color you are, you can learn. Children in North City, North St. Louis, North St. Louis County deserve every right, every opportunity. And when I drive before, you know, you say you drive through East St. Louis a lot. Well, I've driven from Wellston through down to the Dome, you know, the center downtown.
Right.
To think what those children have to grow up in is unconscionable. And my heart goes out to them. That's why a lot of the reps from St. Louis, I work with them. I talk to them. I respect them for what they do. Tommy Pearson Jr. is one of them. Tommy Pearson Sr., God bless them for their work. But I will tell you this, everyone in this country deserves a fair opportunity. But when you get your fair opportunity, you go ahead and run with it. That's what I've done. That's what my wife's done. I'll continue to do that. But I just wanted to call in to you because I feel it's wrong what's happening to you with your station. I mean, and who cares if you own the station or you don't own the station? If you built yourself up financially to do that after you served your debt to society, isn't that what they want Americans to do? Why are they trying to hurt you? And I understand they don't like what you say. Maybe we don't. You don't like what they say. But doggone it, you don't want to lock them up in jail and take everything they have away from them. So it's just wrong. I feel it's an injustice, and I called in for that reason. I'm tired of hiding and fighting. You've been my friend. You've been a friend when you buried that African-American Vietnam veteran, when you paid for those highway signs and everything else you've done. And I just think it's wrong, Bob, and I had to voice my opinion.
You know, Bob Burns, thank you very much for the call. Bob Burns, he's a candidate for a county council. He's done his 8 years as state representative and done one hell of a job. And I just want to wish you, the best of luck in all that you do. And you're going to be a winner, Bob, no matter what happens. Again, thank you very much. A great conversation with a great human being. Thank you, Bob Burns. What really pisses me off in a situation like that, they don't know. My enemies, and they're not my enemies, they just don't like me because of my politics. They don't like me because I tell the truth. But at the end of the day, they want to fight me for some bull crap. They don't want to fight these guys that did 10, 15 years in jail for robbery or for attempted murder or for rape. They want to give them the opportunity to get them a good job, to get them a good house, to get them back into society. And I kind of understand that, but what's wrong with giving me the same opportunity? See, they're typical politicians. If they want to give you the opportunity, they will. If they don't, they won't. And you just have to be on the side to kiss their ass to get anything from them. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
Well, Bob, good morning, sir, and happy Good Friday. But Mr. Burns, I agree totally with what he had to say. And then you stole my thunder on top of that. But every time I hear about somebody trying to get you off the air, it just makes me so upset because you paid your debt, you come out of the penitentiary, you made something of yourself, and where is your brand new suit and your $30 to start your life off right? Why are you not afforded that same thing which you have done? And you are a beacon showing that the prison reform, it works. You pulled yourself up from the bootstraps. You made something of yourself. Now give him his glory.
You know what, John? Thank you very much for the call. I kind of agree with most of what you said. And again, they don't have to like me to like me. They don't have to like me for what I've done to help people out. But they have to like me as a citizen of this great country, of this great United States of America, and other than try to hurt somebody who's paid their dues, who's coming out and trying to do something for society, if they don't like you, they want to hurt you. They want to hurt you bad. They don't give a damn what you've done after you've got out. They don't give a damn what you've done before you got out. If they don't like you, they're going to come and get you. And they've been playing with me for year after year after year. And you can only take so much as a human being, whether you're right or wrong. You can only take so much. Then you just have to say, hey, I got to give it up because I don't want to fight them to the tune of $1 million, $1.5 million. And to fight these bastards, sometimes it'll take that much money. And I don't know really anybody on a personal level. I don't know anybody on a personal level that want to fight these no good son of a bitches just to prove a point. You know, $1 million here, $1 million there, that's a lot of damn money. But see, these politicians don't care, just like they don't care about this coronavirus crap going on. It's not their money. They're bitching and moaning and groaning and talking about giving up $5 trillion, giving up this, giving up that. None of that. None of that is their money. That's our money, or that's money that we borrowed from our government. none of it is their money, but they're going to act like it's their money. They're going to act like their family's getting hurt. Well, we can't do that because that'll take away from this and take away from that. I venture to say, and I've been in politics over 50 years, and I've been on both sides, Democrat, Republican, even independent, good and bad. But at the end of the day, these son of a bitches really don't know how to play the game. All they want to do is take whatever money they can get. They want to give a little bit back to the community, but they want to put most of it in their political pockets, in their followers' political pockets, the people that helped them get elected. And if you'll notice, and probably most of you haven't, that there's not 3% of this country that's running this country. And I think it's even less than that. You know, these congressmen get elected. I think there's 500 and some odd thousand votes per congressional district. Once they get elected, say they get elected by 150,000 votes, once they get elected, they forget about us. They go to Washington and they do what the hell they want to do. And on a smaller note, people in Springfield for Illinois and the people in Jefferson City for Missouri, they do the same thing. They act like it's their money. They act like they're in charge of it. And they act like they should do what they want to do. Does anybody, and they haven't in the last 10, 15 years, if there's money to be given out, does anybody, any congressperson, ever go to their constituents and have a meeting, have two meetings, three meetings, four meetings, and say, hey, do we want it? Do we need it? It's up to you. It's not up to me. Let's take one more call before we go to break. Go ahead, Kevin. You're on the dark side.
Hey, thank you. I just want to say I think what they're doing to you is a travesty. Beto O'Rourke can run for president, and he's a felon. I believe St. Clair County guy just got elected to the county board, and he's a convicted felon. I just wish you had more money so you could take it to the Supreme Court because you'd win. You'd beat their ass. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kevin. I sincerely appreciate that. It's, you know, and that is a fact. They'll throw money away trying to hurt somebody they don't like. They don't give a damn. You know why they don't give a damn? Because it's not their money. It's our money. It's our money. At the end of the day, we're the ones responsible for it. It's our money, so we're going to have to work around it. But I think the problem's going to be, in few years to come, this whole country's going to be a socialistic country. It's going that way with the new generation. And I know people say, well, it'll never be socialistic, but it's going that direction. It's going to continue to go that direction. I probably won't see it, and a lot of you good people probably won't see it, but at the end of the day, 25, 30 years, you'll see this will be a socialistic country, but people won't give a damn. As long as they get what little they want, as long as they get the things they want, they're going to let the government do whatever the hell they want to do. Because it's really, at the end of the day, it's money that's ours that maybe we borrowed and going to have to pay back. But nobody ever worries about paying governmental money back. They worry about spending it, but never, ever worry about giving it back. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a boom and shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Dark side. This is Bob Romanek, and as you all know, they're coming to get me. They don't like me because I tell it the way it is. They don't like Slayton because Slayton tells it the way it is. And these guys been fighting in Washington for the last 5 or 6 years, and it's a big fight. These guys are spending a fortune to get us knocked off the air. But as I said before, they say I can't own stations, and I don't. But even if they take these away, they can never say I can't be on the air. So that's what they got to watch out for. And I'm sure they'll try to come up with something else. But in the meantime, we're going to fight them. And again, it may be off the air for a week or two, or may not be. But we're going to continue to fight them like they continue to fight us. So we can see what's going on. Let's go ahead and take some more calls. Go ahead, Mac. You're on the dark side.
How are you, sir?
Fine, sir. How about yourself?
Oh, any better, I'd have to be twins. Listen, I'm a young man of 60. However, I grew up in the west end of Belleville and Ogle subdivision, and my father taught me how to play golf at Frank Holton State Park, Grand Mariah.
Yes, sir.
And I was told that you had a helping hand in preserving that park. Is that a fact?
Yeah, I did. And at one time, they wanted me to buy the whole thing out. And I thought, well, you know, $3 million is a lot of money, but, you know, for what you get, maybe it's worth it. Then I come to find out that for $3 million, I don't own anything but the right to run the golf course and the right to run the restaurant. And I thought to myself, why am I giving $3 million to get involved in investment worth 20 or 30? So I told them, thanks, but no thanks. Yeah, that was a fact.
Well, I just want to thank you, sir, because I've had more fun with my father on that golf course. And all the times I've ever been there, I've never had a problem with any black whatsoever. and there are good blacks. They are not all trash, and I just want to thank you very, very much from the bottom of my heart for anything you did to preserve that park, because I've had very, very fond memories with my father. So thank you, sir.
Mac, thank you. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And yeah, at one point in time, they tried to sell me that and tried to sell me a few other things, but I thought, you know, when you buy something from the state, you got to watch what you get, because you're not getting what you think you're getting. And these politicians, both Democrats and Republicans, they don't give a damn. They just want money. They just want money, and they don't give a damn if you make money. They don't give a damn if you lose money, because what they'll do, like they do in any business, they'll just sell it to somebody else, and they'll move on and on and on. Again, Mac, thanks very much for the call. Michael, go ahead. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob. I mean, you have one of the best radio shows I've ever heard. I mean, and I wonder, I'm a veteran, and I wonder whether we're having the freedom of speech. I mean, you told people to calm down, don't do any violence or anything like that. And this is ridiculous. It seemed like they're taking everybody, but I hear some of these, I don't listen to them, but some of these other people on black radio stations, what they say is god-awful, and this is just wrong. As a veteran and an American citizen, I think this is silence of freedom of speech, which is an amendment right, and is today your last day on the air?
You know what? We don't know yet, Michael, but no, it won't be my last day on the air. You can bet on that. It may be my last day on the air for a week or two, but it's definitely, you can put everything you've got, won't be my last day on the air, and we're going to fight this fight till we can't fight it anymore.
That's a good thing, Bob, because I always need my dose of Bob Romanek every day, because you tell like it is, and that's how we find everything out. I mean, you called out the Hoff Brewhouse, which was a scam. I mean, you're like the watchdog. There's like a guy in St. Louis. I can't remember his name, but he's a big watchdog over Metro. And he's done that. You've been a good watchdog over everything. And I mean, if they want to say you're a convicted felon, well, what you were convicted of is no longer a felony today. There's gambling machines everywhere.
Yes, there is. I agree with you, Michael, but they won't ever say that. You know, they're going to be the leaders. They're going to be the ones that get up and speak to the crowd and speak about what they want to speak about, not what needs to be spoken about.
Exactly. And it's that Kern guy behind that, little dressed as a fairy boy, and, wear women's clothes. I'm like, my God.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I showed my kids a picture that I was able to obtain of him, and my son, he goes, he's gay. Why do you say that? He was like 10 years old at the time. He goes, because you don't wear a girl's clothes.
Yeah. Hey, Michael, your son's very intelligent. Listen, I sincerely appreciate the call, appreciate the concern. The more so than that, I appreciate you and everybody else, whether they like me, hate me. They know that we do have a First Amendment right. They know that people like you and other people have fought to give us that privilege. So let's don't abuse it. Let's use it.
And I guarantee you, every veteran out there is totally 100% behind you. And there's a lot of vets out there. And you know what? Vets vote.
Yes, they do. Michael, thank you very much. Sincerely appreciate your call. That's nice when people take the time to call. Don't have to call, but, you know, when they do, that shows that they're concerned. And it's really great when they're concerned and they're also a vet of this great country. So, you know, it just makes me feel good, not because they're coming to support me, but they're coming to support this great country. They're coming to support what we all have fought for, some have died for, and it just makes me feel good that this can go on and on and on. I don't think it's ever going to stop. Go ahead, Chuck. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, man, thanks a lot for taking my call. I appreciate it. These politicians over in Illinois, they're so corrupt. You know, I know what's going on with, like, Mike Madigan and, you know, the actors. I mean, I've been wanting to call you many times in the past because it's so corrupt. and you can see what's going on in Illinois. I mean, you can watch YouTube videos all day on Mike Madigan, and it's horrible.
Yeah. You know what, Chuck, you're exactly right, and thanks for the call. We're running a little short on time. Thanks for taking the time to listen and take the time to call. And whether you're for me or against me, and that's anybody that calls or ever listens, you got to know that I'm a citizen of this great United States. I'm a citizen. I've got every right for freedom of speech. And you good people, I don't know most of you, but you got every right. I don't have to like you, but I have to say, everybody has a right to speak their mind. Everybody has a right to say what they want. This is America. I can't say, hey, just because you disagree with me, you're totally wrong, because that's bullcrap, because you wouldn't be totally wrong, because I'm not totally wrong. That's why people say you have to compromise, and that's the problem. That's the problem. Most of these asswipe bastards don't have to compromise because nobody stops them. And if nobody stops them, nothing's ever going to happen. Hey, I do want to say, I see where gas prices are a nationwide average right now, $1.89. Now, that's something. They were up close to $4 at one time. Everybody was all pissed off. I don't hear everybody being happy because it's $1.89, even though they should be happy, because that's taking 40-45% out of the gas prices. And it's amazing when that happens, but nobody will say anything. But let it get up to $4, and they'll be bitching and moaning and groaning, but that won't make any difference. It will not make any difference, because they're going to keep it at whatever they keep it at. They're not going to let us, the good people of this country, dictate what the prices should be of this, what the prices should be of that. No, they're going to do what they want when they want. They've done it forever and ever, and they're going to continue to do it. And it just pisses me off that we the people, let them, the enemies, and they really are our enemies, let them get away with all the crap that they get away with. So it's really amazing. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the dark side.
Bob, this whole conversation this morning got me all riled up. The truth has no agenda, Bob. The truth stands on its own. And whatever people can say, a lot of people already understand, the vast majority of us understand that you say the truth. Yeah. I've worked in the car business for the last 5 years, and I've been in possession of vehicles that were not actually under ownership. So every time I got in one, I put it on 1190 and turned it up. So that the next person in that car can listen to 1190, Bob, because I believe you tell the truth. It's unfiltered, but it's unbridled, and sometimes you get a little carried away, but I understand that. But I called you a couple months ago, and I told you, I said, Bob, if they in fact get you off that radio station and you go to another one, you may be nationally syndicated someday. And if that happens, they won the little battle, but they didn't win the war. You're going to get the truth out, and it sounds like you still got enough fight in you too. And I'm going to tell you something. I'll help you if they get you off the air and you go somewhere else. I'll help you if you let me.
Yeah, well, Mark, you're a good man. I sincerely appreciate your call, appreciate the time, and I may take you up on that. I may take everybody up on it, because there comes a point in time where I can't do it on my own. You guys can't do it on your own. That's why they always say that we have to come together. If we come together as one, there's nothing we can't do. They try to scare us. They try to say, hey, you can't do that, you can't do this. If all of us stick together, we can do anything we want to do. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. As always, welcome back to the last couple of minutes. I hate the callers are all off. We had to cut them off because it's a... We got a minute left before the show's over, so I just want to tell everybody, have a enjoyable, safe, and prosperous Easter holiday and Good Friday. I hope everybody, friend and foe, have a little religion left in their body. Some do, some don't. You can't make anybody do anything they don't want to do, but hopefully we can all come together and maybe start the start of us finally all, black, white, men, women, Democrats and Republicans, come together and fight the real enemy. That's what it's going to take before all of us are going to be happy to live in this great country of ours. So in the meantime, let's continue, as always, continue to unite to expose these asswipe, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians, both men and women, black and white, Democrats and Republicans. Let's rake them over the political coals of hell. And at the end of the day, you know what I have to say. Let's do unto them before they continue to attempt to do unto us. Let's destroy them. And as you always know, when I say destroy them, I say destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, radical radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.